Hello, everybody, and welcome back. This is the Collaborators Unite podcast. Chuck Anderson here, your host, and this is the show for big impact experts. And that's you if you are on a mission not only to make money in your business, but you also desire to make a big positive impact in the lives of your clients, your community, or even the world. And we know that because we've had so many conversations with experts just like you who really are heart-centered. You want to make a difference. And you want your work to mean something. And today's guest is someone who not only is making a big impact in his own way, but he helps you on your journey, especially if you've ever felt like, you know, your business and marketing systems are inconsistent and you want to get them going more effectively. And if you've done JVs and collaborations to the point of going, well, geez, do these actually work or how could they work better and all of that. And I think anyone who has been a collaborator knows full well what the challenges are. And both of us are people who have endeavored to solve that in our businesses and our business systems and the way we connect and collaborate. So Dove Gordon is here. He's the founder of JVGrow.co, which is a network that can help you to find great people to collaborate and partner with. And he's also a business coach who can help you with your system. So Dove, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Chuck.
Yeah, I'm thinking that it's about time that I've had you on the show. We've known each other, going about 2 or 3 years back now. And so we've never had this opportunity, but I'm grateful that you're able to spend the time. And you're very welcome. And thank you for being here. I think a great place to start is, I'm not going to try to tell your story. No one can tell the story better than yourself. So tell everybody a little bit about you and how it came to be that you're doing what you're doing now, and we'll go from there.
Going back around 15 years, that's when I started this community. We used to call it JVMM. We recently rebranded to JVGrow.co. But I started it because I had been chasing corporate consulting gigs for many years. It took me quite a while to figure out how to take my expertise and package it in a way that others would pay for it. It often felt like pushing a boulder up a hill only to see it roll back down. Slowly but surely, though, I started to figure some things out, came to understand what's involved in getting people to hire you to help them with some, you know, valuable problem, help them get some important result. And so, because I'm not a natural marketer, not a natural salesperson, but I'm reasonably intelligent, a gift that some of us, you know, we're all given our gift. So, I mean, I just can't take credit for it. So, I can kind of come in, ask questions, figure things out, bring certain expertise or skills I've developed over the years. But getting somebody to pay you for that is not easy for most people. And I came to understand that there are really two ways to grow a business on the back of your expertise. Number one, I think of as the path of the charismatic guru. And the other, I think of as the path of mastery. And we've all experienced that. The charismatic guru, it's not a judgmental term because it's totally fine. It's just that it's the right thing for certain types of personalities. People have a big outgoing personality. They enjoy performing. People enjoy watching their performance. That's a certain kind of person. But the person who is not a performer, and that's not what you enjoy, it's often very frustrating trying to figure out how do I build this client base, right? Because so much of the advice is coming from the charismatic guru type, telling us to do all the kinds of things that they did. And the fact is that it's often not correct for me or for you or for whoever, because we're just not that personality. And, you know, probably only, you know, fewer than 10, maybe 10, 15% are. I don't know if it's that much. So I realized this over time because so much of the advice that we're all given, it just didn't feel right, didn't feel genuine, didn't feel like it was playing to my strengths and certainly not my interests. So I realized, like, what are the alternatives? What can I do to create a consistent flow of ideal clients? And I realized that I have an ability to suffer through certain problems until I come to understand, you know, what's causing them at a depth that I can then take that insight and share it with other people and help them benefit from it. And I realized that I'd spent about 7 years or so suffering through trying to figure out how to get some corporate clients, which eventually figured out. And I also realized that I I would enjoy more working with people who were, let's say, a few years behind where I was at the time, rather than necessarily continuing on the corporate route. So I started to see, where can I find more people around the world who are looking to build a business on the back of their expertise as a coach and consultant or something, you know, some other expert. And what I wanted to do was to sell using online direct marketing, meaning essentially joint ventures. I would promote somebody to my email list, which I didn't have at the time. They would promote me to their email list. And then we would all grow as a community. So I joined a couple of online communities, and I was looking for certain types of people. I was looking for people who understood direct marketing. I was looking for people selling to a similar type of audience as I was, you know, the coach, consultant, agency owner, entrepreneur, you know, small expertise-based business for the most part, or small business, service business for the most part. And I joined a few communities and didn't quite find what I was looking for. I remember like one community was just full of backslapping. It's like everybody just telling everybody else how awesome they were. And that, I mean, that's not, you know, that doesn't help you grow very much. Another community was really good people, really smart people, but they were all like, you know, they were all just like online marketing pay-per-click experts for the most part. So we didn't have that much. Like, they weren't building their own audiences. They're, you know, honing their craft at pay-per-click and continuously trying to, you know, just to get better at that, but they weren't building an audience. So an email list, they weren't doing joint venture promotions. So that really didn't work out. And then I joined another one with good, well-meaning people, but it was clear to me that they were never going to go beyond a certain point. It was just a community of people who were kind of beginners. And sometimes there's this, we all have our limits. And I was hoping to go a little beyond where I saw a lot of those people seem to kind of be settling. So what I did was I reached out to a handful of people who I'd met various places on the internet over the years. And I said, hey, you know, we all have this in common. We're all looking to sell to these types of people using joint ventures, cross promotions, and so on. I want to start this community. I called it JVMM, Joint Venture Marketing Mastermind. As I mentioned, now we call it JVGrow.co, and we've also evolved a little bit, which perhaps we'll get to. And we started with a handful of people, and I had no big idea, but over the years we grew and grew. And I did run it for free for the first 8 years or so. And we now do charge. About 8 years ago, we switched to a paid model because we realized that it was like a lot of people were just hanging on to membership, like a library card. They never visited the library. And maybe the library doesn't care, but I started to realize that when people come in and there's a list of members who don't respond because they're really not interested in being there, it's just not really good communities. So we switched to a paid. It's not very expensive, but it's, so we do have a paid model so that we know that people want to be there. And once we shifted to the paid model, I actually shifted that to be my focus. And, you know, even though I was initially looking to grow my coaching business over the last 5 or so years, this has become my main focus, JVGrow.co. And I'm coaching a lot of our members, colleagues of mine, but we all need some coaching. We all need some help. And perhaps we'll get into that in a moment as to what types of help do people who are already intermediate and advanced need. All right. Anyway, so over the years, we grew that. And my focus really has always just been, I like to say that my competitive advantage is my lack of ambition. So that's my competitive advantage. I'm not looking to build a, you know, multi seven figure and scaling business. I'm not looking to build a, you know, a large team. At first I thought I wanted to build a small team and eventually realized I don't even want to build a small team. I've got one person who's amazing, and, you know, a friend of my wife, she works in the background. She's been with us for years, and she has to manage me, which I do not envy her that job. I just realized I'm more of an artist than, you know, a manager, and that's fine for me because I don't want the big, but what I do enjoy is talking to people like you. You know, we had a call a couple of weeks ago. That's what led to this. And you know, I was really impressed with so much of your thinking, the way you approach things and how you've been growing your business over the last couple of years. And then you invited me to join you, and thank you for having me. So I enjoyed having these types of conversations and then just helping people to grow their business through joint ventures. Now, I can keep going and hopefully you find it interesting, or, you know, jump in if I start getting boring.
I do have a follow-up question to that, Dov.
Go ahead.
And I like that, what everything that you said there that led you to what you're doing now. And, you know, you mentioned the sort of these intermediate and above experts.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, as you're connecting with them, what are you hearing from them? Like, what are some of the challenges and roadblocks and obstacles that they are communicating that they are experiencing in their business? And that's going to be a lot different than the beginners and the early stage folks. So,
right. Yeah. So the way I think about it is typically, you know, we're looking for people who are all selling to a similar target market, selling to coaches, yeah. consultants, agency owners, entrepreneurs, that type of business, as opposed to corporate, as opposed to SaaS, as opposed to startup culture type places, people who are typically building a business based on their expertise. Okay. So that's usually who all of our target markets are. So we all have audiences of such people. And I would, you know, might tell them about something you're doing. You might tell yours about something I'm doing, because there are always going to be more people on our audience and our list who they're there because they're looking for something, but they may never do business with me because they're actually might be looking for you. There might be people in your audience who will never buy from you because they're actually looking for me. And there are those who will never do business with either of us, but they might be looking for the third person, or some will do business with all of us, right? So there's always those people, you know, who...
Oh, what are some of the challenges that you're hearing them say?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. So... one of the challenges that people have is very similar to the challenge that I had initially, is I'm looking to find other joint venture partners who I can rely on, who are at, you know, where I am, a similar stage to me or further ahead. Most people are, or not much far behind, right? A big part with a lot of communities is that the two things. Number one, there are people at all different stages, from beginner to perhaps advanced. A lot of beginners everywhere. The other issue that I know a lot of people have with communities that they've joined is that there are people in all kinds of businesses. So there are people who are selling to all different types of audiences, and we're just really focused on people selling to the same types of people. So we all have overlap. So you're not wasting time talking to people who, like, they'll never promote you because it's not a fit. I turn people away on a regular basis when it's not a fit. We once had someone say, "Hey, Dove," this is going back a number of years, "I know somebody who's got like a million email subscribers, and I think that he'd be a good fit for the group." And I said, "Well, what does he sell?" "Well, he's like in relationship advice." I said, "But how? It's, you know, why would he want to join?" And because we're all selling, you know, emailing our lists or communicating on social media about business and marketing related topics, we're not, you know, people don't come for relationship advice to us. It's going to be, we can't promote him. It's just not a fit. And vice versa. What's he going to do? So that's the type of curation that I do. I mean, that's just one extreme example. So one of the problems people have is that, like, it takes a lot of time to build relationships. It takes a lot of time to find quality joint venture partners. And, well, that's a big thing of what we do is I curate. I talk to everybody one-on-one. There is no, you know, join button on jvgrow.co. You can't go there and sign up. Even if you're, you know, you can't just pay and be welcomed. Everyone talks to me first. And that's how it's always been, you know, while we were free and after that, because I really want to make sure that you're a fit, you know, that you can both benefit and contribute to the community, that you have the right target market, you know, your right stage of business and so on. And there's a lot, you know, there's a lot that people value in that, because again, if you've tried joint ventures, you've wasted a lot of time with people who don't follow through, who don't really understand what they claim to understand and so on. So we want to weed that out. Curation is a big part of what I do. Another issue people have is that the market expectations have shifted dramatically over the last few years. People, what used to sell just a few years ago, high ticket offers, which is a term I never liked, you know, high price coaching, it still sells, but it's not the same. Okay. It's not the same for most people. People are thinking twice, three times, four times before putting down $15,000, $20,000, $25,000, $30,000 on a coaching program, because a lot of people realize that it's not going to be enough, or it may not be enough. And we've all been through that. I mean, I assume that you, like I, have spent many tens of thousands of dollars in various coaching courses and coaching programs over the years. I've gained a lot from every single one, but each one has also left me with things that I still need to figure out, because thank God I'm still alive. And that means that I haven't figured it all out yet, right? There's still work to do. So, and that's another problem that I'm seeing people have is kind of, even we, the experts, we all need help. We all need to get outside our own businesses. We need to get outside all the things we're doing, and we need a reliable place that we could turn to ask questions. We don't always need to be spending another $15,000, $20,000, $25,000, $30,000 to be in another year-long coaching program or 6 months or whatever. And a lot of our members really gain a lot from the fact that we have all these mastermind conversations, brainstorming, where we're helping each other go through our own business processes and models and messages and offers and so on, so that we can get that outside perspective from qualified colleagues who are on a similar path, maybe a little ahead of us, maybe a little behind in some things, but ahead of us in other things. And we all just it's a tremendous way to gain without having to spend tens of thousands of dollars on coaching. Because sometimes we all need access to that type of help, but we don't necessarily need a full-on, you know, coaching program, so to speak. That was a bit of a tangent, but some of the issues that people are seeing is relates to their offers have to continuously be tweaked or regularly be tweaked. And I've seen some people burn out because of that, right? A lot of people get frustrated. They think, like, when am I going to get to the point where I don't have to, it just sells. It just works. And I used to, you know, hope for that type of illusion, you know, illusory, you know, goal, right? And the truth is that you never fully arrive. There's always tweaking. There's always improvement. There's always something that, you know, you finally think, okay, I finally figured that out, nailed it. And yes, you know, you get there with certain things, but then something else needs your attention. Something else needs you to optimize. So inside JVGrow.co, as a community, we're always looking at our businesses together, individually together, in four sections. We look at attract them, enroll them, enthrall them, and outstanding operations. And we just look at the various different processes that we have in place or need to put into place under attract them. And under enroll them, and under enthrall them, and under outstanding operations. Just to be clear, the outstanding operations are the things that the customers won't necessarily see directly, as opposed to enthrall them, those are the things they would necessarily see. But the outstanding operations behind the scenes, that does make a difference in the smooth running of your business. And there's always a bottleneck somewhere in a process, you know, in one of those. And there's always an opportunity for expanding our capacity or expanding. Maybe you have everything is working, but you know, for some reason, your opt-in page is not performing like it used to, or your sales webinar is not converting like it used to, or your sales conversations are not converting like they used to, or maybe you just feel like, how can I improve my offer? Or, you know, where do I find a good VA or whatever it might be, or what AI tools could we use, not just for content creation, which, sometimes people use it well and sometimes they use it terribly, in my opinion. But maybe what tools might I use for behind the scenes, improve my operations, improve administration, or whatever it might be. So these are the kinds of things that it's priceless to have access to a community of people who share generously what they're doing, what they're working on, and with all these things. And they're also looking for joint venture promotions. They're looking to be promoted and to promote. And I know this is something that we talked about a couple of weeks ago, that, you know, there's different levels of joint venture, different levels of anywhere from like, hey, I'll send an email to promote you, you send an email to promote me, which is kind of basic. And there's always value in that.
It's kind of become the default when people don't have the systems in place to do something more creative or substantial.
Yeah. Well, we also have, it is default for a reason. It is simple. And there's usually some benefit in that, but we do also, like you've talked about, work to try to find ways that we can integrate our offers together, our businesses together into some degree. I also think that we have to continuously raise the bar of what we expect from a joint venture partner. And, you know, you don't necessarily automatically repeat a promotion with somebody if it didn't quite go as well, if they didn't meet the standards that they should. At the same time, if you're raising standards for what you expect from someone else, you sure better be raising standards of what others can expect from you, right? And that's one of the values that we really look at, is that be the one, right? It's very, you know, the world is full of people always pointing fingers what other people are doing wrong and could and should be doing better. But ultimately, business and life is really just a battle within with ourselves. At the end of the day, it all begins and ends with me. And I need to become the one who naturally causes the results that I want. And that is the hardest work in the world that we're all called upon to do. So if I'm going to expect my colleagues to perform up to a certain standard, am I doing that? And none of us is perfect. None of us, can say that we never make someone wait to hear back from us longer than they should, right? Or whatever it might be. We have a pledge in the JV Grow where we're, and an interesting thing is that, and this is part of just solving the problem of making sure that the people I'm going to joint venture with are quality, meaning that they're going to keep their word. They're able to do it. They understand how to do it. So one of the things that I noticed is that every now and then we have a member who had a bad experience with somebody else, and that's going to happen. Like, we're human beings. Like, you know, we're people, you know, things happen. So, and sometimes I would hear about it maybe months or even years later, and they didn't tell me. And I said, like, why don't you tell me? Well, I didn't want to kind of be the snitch, right? Well, okay, so what happened is we have two really good members. One member had a disappointing experience. Maybe they tried communicating directly and it didn't go anywhere, or maybe they just said whatever the hell with it. And then they just kind of disengaged from the community. So everybody loses. So what we instituted was what we call the pledge, which is really just members are essentially signing and saying, I commit to holding up to these, you know, it's not very long. It was like five points, I think, these standards. And I request that if I let you down, then please engage with me about it directly. Because usually these problems are miscommunication. Usually. Not always, but usually it's a misunderstanding. And like, I'll never go to somebody and say, hey, Bob, Chuck said, like, you did this to him. How could you do that? No. I might say, hey, Bob, you know, Chuck shared that he had a bit of a disappointing experience. What's your side of the story? Because there's always two sides to the story. Not always equal. Not always, right? but there's always two sides to the story. And at least, you know, we owe each other that respect. The pledge is that the members are saying, and if you try to kind of deal with me directly and you're still disappointed, reach out to our community leadership, to Dove, to Virginia, because I want to be held to the standard. Now it's no longer about, you know, people not wanting to snitch. Now it's about, just makes it easier because we're all acknowledging, I want to be held to this high standard. We are all here because if we don't hold each other to this high standard, we all suffer as a community. So, and that also helps to ensure that we're curating for the right people, and then we're able to actually follow through in the way that we all really want to. I'd say that also one other problem, and this is really for all kinds of experts. It's just a fundamental lack of depth of understanding of what we're actually trying to do when we're building out our marketing and sales funnel, you know, our lead generation systems, whatever terms you want to use it. And so many people approach this from a perspective of the question of, okay, what should I do? How do I start getting clients? What do I do? And let's say, you know, okay, you need a lead magnet. So people opt in to your funnel, to your world. You need to create content or whatever it might be. You need an offer, you know, and there's all these pieces that we're all working hard on, but I want to see if I can share something that maybe anyone listening will suddenly experience a bit of an aha. Because when you understand exactly why you're doing certain things and why it works when it works, why it doesn't work when it doesn't work, it just opens up an incredible amount of possibilities. So I'm just going to share the following. In order to go lead somebody, a potential client or customer, from total stranger to where they're happily paying you significant fees or generous fees, in order to lead this person from point A to point B, you need to help them answer yes to three questions, okay? Three questions, because we're going from they never heard of you to where they're happily paying you. I'll tell you what those questions are, okay? The first question is, should I pay attention / is it interesting, right? Should I pay attention? Is it interesting? The first job of your marketing and sales system is to lead them to answer, yes, I should pay attention. Yes, this is interesting. Immediately, once they conclude yes to that first question, immediately their brain thinks of a second question. That second question is, you got me interested, but can I trust you? Okay. So the second job of your marketing and selling system is to lead them to conclude, well, yes, you got me interested and I can trust you. You really seem to have my best interests at heart, and you really seem to be very qualified and competent and skilled in what it is that you say you do and your ability to help me, you know, solve the problem I have and don't want, get the result I want and don't have. And when they're brain concludes yes, to that second question, immediately they think of the third question, which is what you recommend right for me? Should I pay attention? Is it interesting? Yes, it is. Okay, but can I trust you? Yes, I see. You do seem trustworthy and competent. Like, I can trust you, both your intentions towards genuinely helping me as well as your ability to, your skill. Okay, then what do you recommend? Is what you recommend right for me? Is what you recommend right for me? Yes, what you recommend does seem right for me. That is what leads someone from total stranger to happily paying you for your help and for your product or service, whatever it might be. And if you think about that, this is happening. We're cycling through this on a fractal level. Whether you're looking to buy a multi-billion dollar order of military helicopters or, you know, sewage pipes for the city, I don't know, or you're taking a train, an intercity train, and you're looking at the snack machine and you're deciding if you're going to buy something, right? We're constantly thinking about those three questions on the smallest scale as well as on the largest scale. The job of your lead generation, your marketing and selling system is only this. It's to help your ideal client answer yes, yes, yes in that order. Because if you can lead them, right, they come across your message, they come across your story, they come across you, whatever media or format you're putting yourself out there, their brain asks, should I pay attention? Is it interesting? The first job is that you got to be talking about what you do in such a way that they hear the message, they read it, they see something, and their brain goes, yeah, that is interesting. And then they want to know, well, who are you? Tell me more. Can I trust you? And then you want to continue the conversation, whether it's a one-to-many or one-to-one, in such a way that their brain leads them to feel, wow, yeah, I can trust you. You really seem to know your stuff and you actually seem to care about me and not just trying to sell me something. And then the last part, which is the sale part, where you're making a sale, again, whether it's one-to-many on a webinar, on a sales video, or on a one-on-one conversation, the last question is what you recommend right for me? And that's the third part of the marketing and selling system, is you need to offer a package your offer and present it in such a way that leads people to answer, yes, what you recommend is right for me. Now, obviously we can break this apart much further, but I know we're at about the half hour mark. But I will just say is that there's one of the problems that we have is overwhelm, all of us. There's always way more to do than we have time to do it. Recognize that you do not need to do everything. You do not need to be doing, you don't need to be an expert in every AI tool. You don't need to be on every platform and so on. You need to be putting in place one thing in your marketing and selling process that for each question. Okay. And that's it. So what do I need to do in order to lead them to say, yes, it's interesting? You need a simple, compelling head-turning message. Maybe we can do a part B, right? Mm-hmm. And go into that, right? What do you need to do to lead, so that they answer, can I trust you? You need to give them some kind of experience of who you are as a person so they can sense you're genuine, they can sense that you're for real, as well as an experience of your expertise. And that could be some kind of lead magnet of one kind or another. And then what can you do, put into place so that they conclude, is what you recommend right for me? Well, that has to do with, you know, an offer that's packaged in such a way. There's more detail for each one, but once you realize that everything here has a purpose, then you can start to say, wait, do I already have something in place that's working for question one? Okay, then I can focus on question two or question three. And I don't need to be doing 10 or 20 different things. Just need to get a system in place that's humming along and so on. And that's the marketing and selling system. And once you zoom back out, and then you have also, like we said, you attract them, enroll them, enthrall them, outstanding operations as a community in JV Grow. We're constantly working to learn from each other, to help each other. And the best relationships for joint ventures, for promoting each other, comes when people are helping each other solve real world frustrations in their business, come up with creative new ideas. We were just on a community call yesterday, a small masterminding group, and someone's working on a new offer and it was just a few of us. So one person said something, I said something, and then it clicked, right? Now it's like, oh yeah, I need it to get out of my own head. You know, that's what he would, you know, his situation. We all need it. So that's that. I mean,
yeah,
I can talk.
I think we could launch into a half day workshop right now on just how to structure yourself so that those three questions are being answered in your marketing. And perhaps there is a part two to this, but I appreciate that. And I love how you kind of wove what JV Grow is into all of your answers. And I think for anyone listening in right now who is at that intermediate stage and or above, and advanced. you're looking for something, but you also can contribute something, then I think it's worth the time to check out JV Grow. We've got the links beneath this video, but it's jvgrow.co. It's very easy. You're going to get on a call with Dove, and you can see he's very nice. You can talk to him very easily. And if it's a good fit, then you know, I hope that us making this connection has been worthwhile for you. Anything you would add to that, Dov, before we let you go?
No, I appreciate you sharing that. And I just hope that anyone listening to this got at least one insight, one idea that you can go back and get a little more, either save some time or get a little more kind of distance from the hard work that you're surely already putting in.
Absolutely. And, you know, we always tell people that the only way to fail is to quit, and they should always keep moving forward. And, you know, and sometimes they're just one connection away from a big breakthrough. So that connection could be with you. This has been great. I have so many more questions, but we'll definitely do a part two. Thank you, Dov. I really appreciate, you know, the relationship that we've had over the years and the on and off participation that we've had in your community, and I look forward to more interactions with you. I wonder if there's any just final piece of advice or words of wisdom you would leave for our audience here as we sign off.
Well, yeah, and this is something else that I think holds people back from getting like kind of past the beginner level to intermediate, or even from intermediate to advanced, is like we all get bogged down sometimes, and we all get focused on kind of all the things that we need to do, and we forget why we're doing it. For who? We forget that we're here to help a customer, to help a client. We're really here to serve somebody. And that serve means to help them transform. If you're a coach, you're a consultant, you're an expert, you're helping them transform something in their life, in their business, in their, you know, in their own journey. And when we kind of shift our focus back to that, we can worry a little bit less about, you know, a conversion rate of a page, which these things matter because it's got to work, right? And it's more about like, okay, how do I better communicate to this type of person that I really can help them and I really want to, and they really can be helped. They really can make that transformation, because people are so disillusioned, justifiably so. We've all had, you know, been promised things that weren't delivered. We've all had disappointments. We've all disappointed ourselves. We all fall short of our own expectations of ourselves probably every day, right? So, but we have to just to really, you know, it's so important to just focus to that your business should be built on something that you're passionate around, meaning that I genuinely care about these kinds of people and I specifically helping them solve this problem, get that result. And when you can do that, then so many other things become a lot easier, because you're not just trying to force something so you can make sales. You're you know, like you said, the big impact. What was the last word?
Big impact experts.
Experts,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's easy to say, but it's also very easy to kind of take our eye off of that in the day-to-day. So when we're really focused on that, everything else becomes a lot easier.
Yeah, I like that. That's a great way to end this episode. Dov, thank you so much. And I love that. Stay focused on the impact that you want to make. And I think that's a great thought to leave you all with. So Dov, thank you. You are amazing as usual.
For a kind, Chuck. Thank you.
I mean it. And also to our audience, thank you for being here as well. And the fact that you're still here listening means that something that we were talking about here today resonated with you. And you're probably on that path to make a big positive impact in the world, or your clients, your community, or the world, whatever that means to you. But it's usually to make that big impact. And you might just be one collaboration away from a big breakthrough. And perhaps that Dov or someone in his community is that collaboration that you're looking for. So reach out and connect. Remember that there's no obstacle too big to be overcome. The only way to fail is to quit. So keep moving forward, and we will see you on the next one. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by the Collaborators Toolkit. If you're looking for better ways to grow and scale your business through collaborations and strategic partnerships, our free Collaborators Toolkit contains the best resources from our workshops, as well as contributions from our guests. These tools could be the missing link that you've been looking for to solve everyday business challenges and to access highly effective ideas that can grow your business exponentially. The best part is that these resources, tools, and templates are completely free and our gift to you for being a valued member of our community and a subscriber to our show. You can get free instant access to the Collaborators Toolkit today by visiting our website at www.collaboratorsunite.com/toolkit. That address again is www.collaboratorsunite.com/toolkit. Register today and I'll see you on the inside.